When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The NBA draft is Thursday night, and one of the most exciting names to watch at the top is a high upside big man out of USC.
There's a scramble. There's Mobley. Springs three inside. Two-handed jam for the explosive Evan Mobley. Nice setup for me.
Today, The Athletic Sam Vecenie on the skills that have Evan Mobley drawing comparisons to two of the best big men in the NBA, why some evaluators have raised questions about his mindset, and whether the 20-year-old has what it takes to emerge as the top player in his class. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. It's Tuesday, July 27th, and this is The Lead. So, Sam, you're The Athletic's resident NBA draft guru, and you're actually based out in Melbourne, Australia. So the draft starts for you at like 9:30 in the morning. So how early of a wake-up time are we talking about on draft day?
Yeah, so last year was the first time that I did this out here in Melbourne, and I woke up probably around 3 a.m., not because I had to, more out of sheer concern and anticipation for, hey, are there trades? Like, what do I need to know? What's going on today? Like, all of that stuff. It's a fun day. The draft is at like 9 a.m., 10 a.m. here, and then I move on with my day and, you know, continue on.
I would be so nervous that I would sleep in or something and be like setting the alarm every like 10 minutes to make sure I was up in time.
Oh, yeah. No, I did that last year. I think I set like 4 alarms to be up around, you know, like 3:30, 4 o'clock. We were in good shape.
Well, Sam, we're here today to take a look at one of the most intriguing prospects in this year's draft, USC center and Pac-12 player of the year, Evan Mobley, and specifically whether he has the potential to be the best player in this class. So first, can you give us your scouting report on Mobley? What does this guy do well?
Yeah, so just a really, really impressive kid that's 7 foot tall and is excellent on both the offensive and defensive ends. He is a terrific rim protector, in addition to being able to go out and guard on the perimeter.
Brody goes to work, and denied by Mobley. Brody gets it back, denied again. 2 blocks for Evan Mobley.
And then offensively, I mean, he's just one of those guys where you can literally run him as a pick and roll ball handler, or you can run him as the pick and roll screener.
White lob and a finish above the rim by Evan Mobley.
You can see it as soon as he threw the pass. I can see the back screen coming. And that's just too easy for the big fella at 7 foot. Just throw it anywhere around the rim and he's going to get it.
He's a really good passer. He's an ambidextrous ball handler.
Mobley with a strong move inside, counted and a foul.
You have to expect when he goes right, he's going to spin back to his left.
Has some real shooting potential, even though it's a little bit inconsistent right now. Just everything that Evan Mobley brings to the table, it translates at the highest level to what the NBA is looking for.
Well, Sam, you've written that this guy has drawn some pretty lofty comparisons to all-time great big men. Can you tell us a little bit more about those comparisons and why they've been made?
The two guys that, you know, I kind of look at with him, it's in terms of stylistically, it's almost like a cross between if you watched like Anthony Davis when he was younger and Giannis when he was younger, where Giannis was like going out on the perimeter and playing at the top of the key and driving.
Mobley with 2 to shoot, spins, releases, and gets it to go.
A 7-footer putting the ball on the floor from behind the 3-point line, Aaron. Are you kidding me, man? And only a freshman.
And then on top of it, defensively, he's just an excellent weak side rim protector in the same way that an Anthony Davis was when he was younger, and has that kind of switchable defensive mindset that Anthony Davis has had throughout the course of his career.
There you go. That's his job right there. That's
another block for Evan Mobley.
Oh, does he have some length there? How about Eric Stevenson?
Every player is their own snowflake, right? They're all very different in some little, you know, sometimes imperceptible ways to the naked eye. But at the same token, I think that there's a lot here to like with the skills that Evan Mobley brings to the table.
Well, you're definitely doing something right as a player if you're drawing comparisons to Giannis and Anthony Davis. But based on your reporting, it seems like the main concern about Mobley as a player is actually his personality. And you've actually spent some time with Evan. So how would you describe his personality, and how does he kind of fit into the Mobley family dynamic?
Yeah, it's funny. The way that it's been told to me is that, you know, Isaiah and Eric is the father, Isaiah is his brother, are the loud ones in the family. And then Evan and Nicole, their mom, they're like the more quiet ones.
I'm a mellow guy. When I'm comfortable, I talk a lot more. Also, like when I'm with my friends, I dance a lot sometimes. Like, I just have fun.
And from what I've, you know, been told by teams, there's some concern about Evan Mobley's lack of aggressiveness, his passive mindset. And, you know, heard that word thrown around with Evan Mobley, that he's like a bit of an introvert.
You're a pretty quiet guy on the court. Do you think sometimes that can be like misconstrued as, you know, lacking fire or toughness?
Not really. If you know me, I go hard every single time.
People think of like introvert as a bad thing, and that's just not necessarily true. There are NBA players that are introverts and, you know, don't go out all the time and aren't around the town, and they tend to like to keep to themselves, right? Like Zach LaVine is someone where you talk to people around him and they're just like, yeah, like he just keeps to himself and likes to relax and doesn't, you know, do anything crazy. So it's not as uncommon as people think whenever they think superstar player has to be some absolute killer in the NBA. It's not always who people are at the end of the day.
So is it fair to say that the concerns about Mobley's personality are being overblown a bit? And what can he do to try to put those criticisms behind him?
I think it's being overblown. I think more than anything, he just needs to understand how good he is. I think oftentimes he just defers to teammates because he thinks it's the right thing to do. He thinks it's the right basketball play. As long as he understands at a certain point, hey, I'm the best player on the team, which he did late in the season this year, I think he's going to be fine.
I think I'll be a generational player that no one has really seen before. That's what I'm aspiring to be. And I'm just going to keep working and staying in the gym until I get there.
These conversations come up every year with draft prospects, and oftentimes they are not the reason that these players succeed or fail. I think Evan Mobley's success or failure as an NBA player will be much more determined upon whether or not he can get much stronger and can hold his own on the defensive glass and doesn't get bullied through by other opposing fours and fives. I don't think it'll be the personality at the end of the day.
Well, Sam, your most recent mock draft has Evan Mobley going third to Cleveland. But given this guy's skill set and lofty comparisons he's drawn, is there a case where you could actually see Evan Mobley becoming the best player in this draft?
Yeah, certainly. There's a world. I like Cade Cunningham most, but I definitely think that if Evan Mobley's defensive skill set comes together in the way that it could if he, you know, puts on 20 pounds over the course of his NBA career and continues to develop as a shooter, continues to develop as a ball handler. There's absolutely a world where Evan Mobley could end up being the best player in this draft. I also do think, though, that the frame that he has is very skinny and probably gives him just a slightly lower floor than the other three players at the top, right? With Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, and Jalen Suggs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Well, Sam, we wanted to draw on your expertise and get your thoughts on some of the other key names in this draft as well. The Pistons are picking first, and for a long time, the consensus top pick has been Cade Cunningham, the 6'8 wing out of Oklahoma State. What stands out to you about Cunningham as a prospect, and what's his realistic ceiling as a pro?
I think Cade Cunningham can be a top, 5 to 10 player in the NBA. I don't know that he'll necessarily be the best player in the NBA at some point, but I do think that his ceiling is exceptionally high. The reason for that is it's just really hard to find a prospect that has the complete skill set that Cade Cunningham does.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Are you serious? Oh, come on, man. You talk about savvy and patience, and he makes shots.
He is an absolutely phenomenal shot creator. He can make plays as a passer.
Now the steal by Cunningham. And the feed to Moncrief.
Shooting was something of a question mark for him coming into college. He shot 40% from three and 85% from the line this year.
Here's Cunningham for three. Oklahoma State's got the lead.
He's clutch, man. He's a clutch player. He likes to get into the game.
Just a terrific, terrific basketball player that also defends. And then also on top of it is considered like an incredible character kid that is incredibly clutch and wants the ball in the biggest moments, but also, was the kind of person that you want to be around, the kind of person who you want to shape your organization in the shape of. So Cade Cunningham to me is one of the most complete prospects that I've evaluated and is to me one of the five or so best prospects that I've seen enter the NBA draft probably in the last 5 or 6 years.
One fun part of any draft is the sleepers, the guys who get picked late, and then years later, we all wonder why they didn't go in the lottery. So is there a player you have your eye on that could get picked later in this draft, but might turn out to be a difference maker at the next level?
I think Zaire Williams at Stanford certainly has a high upside at the very least. There's a world where he could be out of the NBA in like 3 years if he doesn't get stronger and doesn't continue to improve as a shooter. But he can do things athletically that other guys who are 6'9" to 6'10" just can't do in terms of creating shots and maintaining balance and having a real first step explosiveness to be able to get to the rim. So if he gets stronger, if he adds like 15 to 20 pounds over the course of the next couple of years and can actually have real contact balance, because if you watch him right now, anytime that someone touches him on the court, he's basically fallen to the ground because he's 175 pounds. If he can get a little bit stronger, there are just some tools that he has that other guys don't in terms of potential to create shots. So I have a top, 15, 16 grade on him, and I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up lasting until the 20s in this class.
And lastly, Sam, this draft, similar to the NFL draft, seems to have a lot of trade buzz swirling around. So from the reporting you've done, what team could potentially make a move, either trading up or down, that could shake up the entire draft and have us all burning our mock drafts in effigy?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for like 8:05 to roll around, and I might even print it out just to like set it on fire at that point. That'll be the move. I think Oklahoma City is always the team. They have 3 first round picks this year in the top 18. They have the number 6 overall pick. Sam Presti is known as one of the most aggressive general managers or presidents of basketball operations in the NBA in terms of navigating what's out there on the market. I certainly think they would like to move up the board if they can. And they have this enormous cache of assets from the Paul George deal, from the Russell Westbrook deal, from all of the number of trades that he's made over the course of the last few years. So if someone's going to make a move, they certainly stand out. There are quite a few teams that I think are trying to make that leap from, where the Phoenix Suns were last year, kind of at the cusp of the playoffs, and then going this year to the finals, thinking that they're one piece away from being able to make a genuine move up the NBA hierarchy in general. So I think there are quite a few moves out there to be made, and I think that it's going to be a fun draft night for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Sam, for breaking this down. I'm very excited to see how the draft plays out, and I hope you don't need to set too many alarms for your NBA draft morning out in Australia.
Yeah, no, hopefully the first one works. We'll see how it goes at 3:30, 4 o'clock on, it'll be Friday morning over here. That's always fun as well.
You can follow all of Sam Vecenie's NBA draft coverage and listen to his podcast, Game Theory, at theathletic.com. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. Thanks for listening. To hear more of The Lead, you can follow us on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Or to listen to us on your Alexa-enabled device, just say, Alexa, play The Lead podcast.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.